Consumers are human beings. We cannot fly from store to store at the speed of light. We cannot study the internal mechanics of merchandise with X-ray vision. We cannot remember the millions of products, features, and uses with the ease of a supercomputer. And these limitations are just as true of rocket scientists as of the ordinary person on the street. The painful truth is that because we can't be smart shoppers anymore, we have become confused and ignorant shoppers. We may be brilliant, insightful, wise people in other areas of our lives, but when it comes to knowing which insurance policy will provide the most comprehensive coverage or which personal computer will best meet our accounting and educational needs for the money, we are all kindergartners. This ignorance regarding our purchases profoundly affects just about every aspect of our lives as consumers. Strangely enough, few of us even notice that there's a problem with the way we shop, partly because we've adopted ways to survive in spite of the current confusion, and partly because we falsely assume that this confusion is inevitable. People just don't get outraged if you tell them that they are buying the wrong products for the wrong reasons, or that these wrong decisions ultimately cost them time, irritation, and money. They simply reply that that's the way things are. Of course, such reactions are common to all problems that have no obvious solutions. No one objected for thousands of years that there were no electric lights. Even though people couldn't work at night, even though sitting inside a building was often a dreary, depressing affair, even though overall efficiency was dramatically less than today, complaining would have been pointless. Nor did people object for thousands of years when they didn't have cars and telephones and indoor toilets. From our perspective, their world might seem to have been much less efficient, diverse, and pleasant, but the people experiencing what we would consider to be problems were hardly, if ever, aware of them, and often regarded their lives as vast improvements on the miseries of even earlier eras. Similarly, since most people today see no better way to shop, they either disregard their ignorance about products or accept it as unavoidable and generally minor frustration. Nevertheless, the effects of consumer ignorance, albeit obscure to the casual observer, extend far beyond a few bad purchases and an occasional annoyance. To understand the influence of our ignorance, we first must consider the basic economic theory about efficient marketplaces. An efficient marketplace is simply one which produces the things people want most for the least cost. Now, economists generally contend that maximum efficiency and public welfare depend on a purely competitive marketplace. In contrast, a purely monopolistic marketplace, with no competition at all, produces inefficiency and social waste. Of course, in the real world, there is no such thing as either a purely competitive or purely monopolistic marketplace. Rather, all real companies lie somewhere on a line between two opposite poles, monopoly and competition, and can be characterized as having a certain degree of monopoly power. The more competition, the less the degree of monopoly power, and the converse is also true. In the real world, then, economists summarize the theory of perfect competition as follows. The less competitive a marketplace, the less efficient it is. One principle of this theory is that a perfectly competitive marketplace requires perfectly informed consumers. When consumers aren't so informed, a select group of companies gain monopoly power for themselves, thereby diminishing productivity. The result is a phenomenon we call the efficiency effect. The more ignorant the consumer, the more inefficient the marketplace. In our society, there is a widespread and rather extraordinary belief that the key to innovation lies in the hard work and ingenuity of producers. But no matter how clever the innovator or useful the item, only profitable innovation will be introduced, and certain conditions govern profitability. Business people are not technologists. Even in technology-driven businesses, the ultimate concern is not technological, but market possibilities. In other words, the basic economic laws of supply and demand, as well as inventive genius, govern innovation. Accordingly, it only stands to reason that innovations requiring vast resources to educate consumers about their merits, i.e., innovations with high information cost, won't get developed, or at least will not be widely sold. This situation is becoming increasingly common with high-technology consumer equipment, where the expense of educating potential customers about features leads many firms to choose against introducing such items. The same can be said for items that require shoppers to spend hours of time searching them out or learning about them, as well as movies, books, video games, online information services. Indeed, all the intellectual products coming to dominate our economy. The result is what we call the innovation effect. The more ignorant the consumer, the less innovation and genuine product diversity in the marketplace. In contrast to the efficiency effect, which says that consumer confusion decreases the value, the price-to-performance ratio, of products already available, the innovation effect says that consumer confusion also reduces the number of types of products available to us in the first place.